73 from the Rocky Mountain Radio Links, Whiskey, Bravo, 5, Yankee, Oscar, Echo, repeater.
Station Golf, you're right underneath it, WHRO-GH.
A visual of the landing, Station Golf.
Is it on the deck?
It was landing right as I was transmitting. We got heavy fog here and it's 0.15 miles away from us.
Very good, you're on road 105, is that right?
We need to figure that out here, Marty, just a sec. Yes, you are. We got video of it, too.
Okay, this is Station Alpha. People need to start moving towards Kyoto and then go north out of Kyoto on County Road 105. On County Road 105. And zero NDN Station Alpha. And Jim, we're sorry it didn't go that far.
Marty, we're going to go out and stabilize the parachute.
Okay, yeah, stabilize the parachute off. Stabilize the parachute off. Payload in place.
KB0, why is that?
Alpha KKZ.
This is Alpha.
Larry, the second balloon, USS 79 Bravo, is 5 miles west of where it should be, and 2 miles south. So it's moving a little bit further to the, 5 miles east of where it was expected to be. So it's going to go a little bit longer. Well, actually, it's going to go quite a bit longer than this one. Not of an order of magnitude, but 10 miles, something like that. So just be advised.
Okay, copy. Station Charlie, could you copy that? Reference the other balloon. Alpha, this is Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie. So.
Okay, you were calling me, asking me if I received something, and I was not in repeater range.
Okay, is what we're going to tell you is the next balloon is going to have a little bit longer legs. So we thought it was going to go about 5 miles further to the better spot. So are you moving towards the balloon Alpha that's on the ground, or what is your preference?
Well, we were moving, trying to figure out a way to get out of here. We've moved about a mile to the west from where we were, and actually we have better repeater coverage here, but we were headed for that general area. Figure it's going to be six to one half dozen another to get out of here on roads that we can actually cross.
Okay, we're not picking up any signal from balloon B. So are you picking up a signal from balloon B? If you could check that for us.
No, I was still on 14434. I need to go to 145600, right?
Affirmative.
Stand by one. I don't think I have that programmed in here. K0JLZ.
Alpha ground.
This is Alpha. Go ahead, ground.
Yeah, B is at 4243. Over.
B is at 4243, copy.
Roger, 60, just about to go through 61,000 feet over.
And still going up?
Roger, roger, M0 LP.
M0 India.
Yeah, and I got it here in the field also, M0 PUS.
Thanks, Dan. So you do have ATRS on B?
Yep, 61509 right now, M0 PUS.
Thank you, M0 India.
Alpha M0 KKZ.
Go ahead, KKZ, this is Alpha.
Would you like a touchdown prediction for the beta flight?
AFRAM.
57.5, 52.5. And that prediction is based on the winds encountered by EOS S79 Alpha as it ascended.
Okay, thank you. Station Charlie, that puts them right up towards you again.
Roger, and I do have APRS on KD7MPX-11.
Okay, is what we'd like for you to do then, if you could, is kind of stay up in there, monitor that on APRS. Looks like it's going to come right to you.
Roger, we are about a mile west of where we were, so let me see, grid position would put us, let me see, we should be at 56.52.
Okay, thank you. Sure, NDM.
K0JLZ, Station Charlie.
You're also in a good radio spot, too. You're getting a repeater well.
Yeah, that was another reason for moving. We were real iffy at that last position.
KKZ, K0JLZ. M0 KKZ.
Okay, could you give us a decimal longitude, latitude, or latitude, longitude for the predicted landing position of Bravo?
Yes, I could do that. And it's 40.70.79055 degrees north by 103.91459 degrees west.
Roger, 40.70.55 north, 103.99459 west. Roger?
Negative. The longitude is incorrect. The latitude is correct. The longitude is incorrect. The longitude is 103.91459.
Roger. Okay, I was trying to read Richard's writing here. So. Okay, thank you much. K0JLZ.
Okay, well, he probably wrote it right. M0KKZ.
K0AK to Alpha.
That's Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, we got some real cool video of this thing coming down through a pea soup fog. I'm quite honestly very surprised about that. I do want to strip my payload out of there, and I know Chris Kohler, you know, he wants his all the student payloads basically as landed. So I'm going to leave him there. Do we have a mode of communication for him so he knows where to go? Because quite honestly, from the road, there's so much fog here, you won't see it unless you know exactly where to go. So we need to get him a lat long so they can get their payloads.
Now, are you wanting to leave?
Well, I'm thinking the other balloon will land here too, but I want to be ready to leave because we'll track that one to the ground as well.
Yeah, that one has got legs that should go over the top of you by about 4 miles, we're expecting. So we think he is a lot farther along than the other balloon was at that altitude, so we think he'll go a little further, and so does Rick.
based on that, we have Benji at, we have Benji at Raymer, and did he move? Okay, wait. Okay, he did not move. Good. And the way I see it, Benji, you can head out toward toward Kyoto, but the crowd is coming down Highway 14, so stop at that intersection that splits off and pick them up at that point and take them up to Kyoto and road 105 north out of Kyoto. Is that copy okay? Are you, excuse me, are you on 5-5 when you're replying that? Okay, very good. So catch them at the intersection there. That's a large group of vans. If you see them, get them on FRS and slow them down and get them up towards Kyoto. We'll look for you to take them on up to that road 105, and we're going to make a couple other moves here with some people here in just a minute. Very good. Mark, does that satisfy your needs there?
I guess the my biggest question is that, I don't know, what Chris Kringle's right here with me as well. I think we both want to be ready to take bearings and maneuver, but we do need to be able to get the lat long to Chris Kohler and the gang.
Okay, you have the lat long, is that correct?
Correct.
Would you pass that on?
Affirmative. It's 40 degrees north, 44.31, west 104 degrees, 3.98 minutes.
Very good. Station Charlie, did you copy, or excuse me, Station Hotel, did you copy that? N0KKZ, did you copy that?
They're written down, N0KKZ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark. Station Hotel, this is Alpha.
Can you repeat that?
Who was asking?
Station Hotel, could you repeat that?
Indeed, it's 40 degrees, 44.31 minutes. 104 degrees, 3.98 minutes.
Thank you.
And hotel, you're on the move, is that right?
We're on the move.
Okay, very good. Make that intercept. Catch those guys on FRS. We'll be in good shape. Okay, we have another change here to make. Station Foxtrot, this Alpha.
Station Foxtrot, go ahead.
Sean, we'd like to divert you over to Balloon B at this time. And if you are ready to copy, we'd like to have you go north of Kyoto on Road 105. And that takes you about 3 miles north. On Road 105, you'll pass by the touchdown spot for Alpha and move on to Road 104. That's the east-west Road 104, and take that road east if you can. Don't get stuck or anything messed up like that. You'll be on the western boundary of the predicted touchdown spot, and we have Jim on the eastern boundary of it. So Road 104, and take it pretty close to Road 119 if you can.
Okay, copy that. And what was the APRS frequency for Balloon B again, 145.600?
Yes, sir. Are you able to copy that?
Yes, I am. Okay, we're about 1 mile away from 104 on 105, and then I will head east close to 119. Station Foxtrot, KC0LZE.
Yep, it certainly if you want to stop and look at the payload, that's a fine thing to do, too. We got time. We're still on the way up to the other one.
Copy that. We'll do that. Station Foxtrot, KC0LZE.
Okay, you guys, take pictures. WA0GH.
Echo.
Alpha, go ahead.
I missed the turn. I'm at 105 and 14 with Dan. I can go to Kyoto or I can go someplace else. Your choice.
Yes, why don't you head on to Kyoto? And let me work with Dan here too for a minute. Okay, K0GH.
Do K0ANN.
Station Delta, this is Alpha.
Station Delta, go ahead.
Yeah, would you like to go up to the payload?
Which one?
Alpha.
If I'm not going to get stuck.
Well, let's check it out here a little bit. Mark, what's that road like, that 105 road? Station Golf is Alpha. AC0AK is WH0GH. Nothing heard. Okay. WH0GH.
WA0GH, KC0LZ.
That part of town, and just kind of guide people to Route 105. You can do that. Or if the road is okay, just continue on north on 105, and that's where the payload is at. And Dan, that was for you. I'm sorry.
Repeat that, Mike.
Yeah, head on up, if you will, to Kyoto. And when you get up to Kyoto, if you are hesitant to take the road, if you can, help guide these students through the big town to Road 105 and get them on their way up to Road 105.
Okay, you want me to head to Kyoto and kind of direct them up there?
Yes, sir. That'll keep you on some safe roads. Why don't you have Ann go up there with you?
Okay, well, Ann's already taken off north on 105 here. So, I want to talk to her about that N0PUS.
Okay, very good. That'll work out fine. Station Golf, AC0AK, that's W0GH. Station Bravo, this is Alpha.
Station Bravo, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, what's that road like? You're on that 105.
It's not bad. There's some bad spots getting here, but it's nothing that can't be passable. Cars, minivans would be fine. Just tell them to kind of keep, you know, keep their speeds down and keep them constant when they go through some of the mud holes.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Station Hotel, did you copy that traffic?
Yeah.
Say again.
Station Hotel, this is Alpha. A word from Bravo up there says that the roads are very passable, but we need to keep the speeds down and so we don't slide off the roads or get crazy. The van should do it just a fine job up there. Would you please advise them by FRS and by contact with the group when you get in touch with them to keep it slow and keep it simple?
We'll do that. We're having a little bit of trouble with the FRS.
Okay, you got enough FRS radios there. You should be able to do something there somehow. And okay with that. Thank you. That's WH0GH. 0
Go
Hello, Alpha from N8BK.
Ms. Alpha, go ahead.
Would you be able to tell me if Balloon Bravo is flying a digipeater, and if so, if you know the alias, like to DigiPete through. I'd like to put up some of my Chase vehicle packets to you if you know the alias, like the EOSS.
10 LP.
Go ahead, LP.
That payload's running a D7 and it doesn't have a DigiPeter function like the D700 does. 10 LP.
Copy that, thank you.
Okay, Pat, your payload is northeast of Briggsdale, moving westward again, which is expected, and that's the path. So, Briggsdale, northeast of Briggsdale, and we're looking at something northeast of Kyoto for a landing site. So, the Israel GHA.
That's good news. Thank you. NATK.
Okay, we'll have a very good prediction when it bursts. Rick will furnish us with one of those. And but we expect this one to have a little bit longer legs than the Alpha balloon did. So there are very rough roads out there at that location. So our guys are reporting pretty kind of tricky roads, but they seem to be drying out here a little bit. If we can get it before it rains, we'll be in good shape.
Copy that. We'll be careful.
Okay, very good. I didn't throw my tow rope in. So we'll see you out there, Pat. W0GH.
N0KKZ from November 8, Papa Kilo.
NHPK and 0KKZ.
Rick, real quick, name here is Pat, visiting from the East Coast, working with the BalloonSat folks, and if you're available later, this fan of yours from the East Coast would love to chat with you a little bit. Over.
I hang around on Mr. Peter for long after the balloons touch down, so yeah, that'd be fine.
Thank you. We'll be talking then. NAPK clear.
Okay, Pat. Catch up with you later. By the way, I guess you know my name. It's Rick. Romeo, India, Charlie, Kilo, N0KKZ, clear. So, Marty, N0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
I'm not sure if I'll be able to give you an immediate prediction for 79 Bravo. I might have to do some fiddling around, but I can probably come up with something after a while.
That's fine. We're guessing it has a little longer legs, according to your comments and what we're seeing here, than the Alpha balloon did. So we're keeping some people deployed a little bit to the east of where Alpha landed. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yep, right now it's 1.8 miles, let's see, it's 1.8 miles south and 4/10 of a mile west of where it's predicted to touch down, where I told Station Charlie was going to go. So it's pretty close to what we thought originally, and yeah, 5 or 6 miles east of the previous touchdown.
Oh, you're thinking it's going to be pretty close to the previous touchdown, is that right?
Well, I probably shouldn't have said it that way. Let's see, I'm looking at the map. It's probably around 10 or 11 miles northeast of the previous touchdown.
Northeast, excellent. Perfect. And that is, of course, where Jim is at. That's the previous one that you gave us. Very good. Thanks, Rick. And we'll look for whatever you can crank out when it bursts. That'd be excellent for the H-O-G-H. We're not getting any altitude out of the payload at this time.
N0KKZ.
Alpha, this is Charlie. Altitude for Bravo is 84,671. Just updated. K0JLZ.
Thanks, Jim.
Lima This is the Rocky Mountain Radio Lease WB5YOE Squaw Mountain Repeater.
This is WA0GEH, net control for the Edge of Space Sciences flights today out of Windsor, Colorado, heading for Kyoto, Colorado. We have two balloons up in the air today, both of them flying, one flying for Colorado University, the other flying for Montana State, and we're pretty excited. We've got one on the ground and located, so we have a tally-ho on that one, and still one in the air, and has not burst yet. It's 84,000 feet. This is WA0GEH, thanking the members of the RMRL and the Repeater Association for use of the repeater.
Alpha Station Hotel.
This is Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, we are west of that junction of 14 and the road that goes up to Kyoto. We are on 105. It goes north from 14. We have stopped there on the south side. We're going to wait for those guys to come by. We have not heard anything on FRS yet. The one you gave me is deader than a doornail. Batteries are bad. And the one I've got, the new batteries you gave me aren't working that well, but it does work, so I think we'll get them as they go by.
The one I gave you, you have to hold down on the power thing for about 5 or 10 seconds, and that'll come on.
Trying that now.
Alpha, this is Charlie. Altitude 86,928
K0JLZ. Thank you for that. Keep feeding that to us, Jim. We're not getting altitude here for some interesting reason. Hotel, did that come up?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Affirmative.
Okay, and I'm hearing traffic on that FRS receiver, so you might listen up on it. WHOGH.
Also.
You have a burst.
Burst on the other one.
Burst at 944,
WHOGH. Yeah, Rick, beat me to it. He's been watching too. K0JLZ.
Frequency station Delta.
You are. So this is Alpha.
Hey Marty, I'm at the corner of 309. I think it's 309 and 105. I take it this is the road that they're on.
On 105, if you're looking for us.
Road 309, and you're in Kyoto, is that right? 105, 309, yes, and they're north of Kyoto on road 105 that goes north.
Okay, actually it's road 390, but gotcha. Thanks, I'm 0PUS. Do you want me to just sit here and tell everybody to turn right when they get here?
Well, it should work out that if you don't mind going out on the road, just go sneak around, take a look and see if it works for you. If it doesn't, yeah. Go ahead and be the road guard and send people the right direction. I think 105 isn't easy to find in there. Come on up and say a little bit, Dan, and you be the guy to secure it for us.
Hey Marty, I'm just going to sit here at this corner and direct people to the right here. Thanks, N0PUS.
That'll work, Dan. Thanks. I didn't send you out as far as Jim. I want you to notice that.
Alpha, this is Charlie.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, we may have a problem on the Bravo balloon. We're down to 75,000 feet now. This thing's falling like a rock. 73,000 feet.
Thank you. The comments are coming around. Ground station, this is Alpha. Do you see this thing coming down hard?
Alpha Station Hotel.
Hotel, go ahead.
Northbound on 105 with the crowd. We're heading towards Dan, but we're south of Kyoto off of 14, so we're going to be going north. The roads are a little slippery, but we're doing okay.
Okay, you have the crowd with you, is that correct?
Affirmative.
Very good, and are you able to talk to him on FRS?
We were, when I did it right. And I need to tell you, is Dan waiting for us up there?
He is. He will point the way for you.
Go direct.
Go ahead on 5-5.
And I'll switch over to 5-5W0CBH Station Hotel, QSY.
Alpha Bravo.
Alpha, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, we're having a little difficulty locating any kind of a farmhouse or something around here in the fog. I didn't see any coming in, and the guys from the Air Force came by and said there was possibly one 3 miles your direction. Anybody want to stop and see if they can find one on the way up here?
Okay, I'm just trying to keep it straight on who I've got going up there. So out of Kyoto, there's someone between Kyoto and you that there should be a farmhouse, is that correct?
Yeah, that might get us a little bit of an idea where the where the landowner is, at least. Even the Air Force guys didn't know.
Okay, is there a fence around the land?
Yes, there is.
Okay, that's a little project we need to get on. N0PUS, W0GEH, can you check around town there someplace and ask who the landowner might be there?
He's on the other frequency right at the moment. The other thing is, it's only about, well, probably 300 feet off the road.
Okay, I understand. Let me see if I can get Dan raised here. N0PUF, W0GH.
Yeah, Marty, go ahead.
Hey, Dan. You're aware of where that payload is at, which is just north on 105 there. My question is, can you dig around in town there someplace and see who might own that land?
Alpha Ground?
Yeah, Mario, go knock on the door. There's some houses nearby in 0PUS.
Dan, you can go ahead and do that, right?
Yeah, I see some houses from here, so I'll go over there in 0PUS.
Okay, thanks for checking that out. Ground station, go ahead.
Marty, we're checking this ascent rate, and it actually looks slow to us for the altitude of the balloon's at. Maybe we're seeing some ups and downs, but right now it's coming down slow, it's 0LP.
Okay, it is slowing down, thank you. And, of course, we expect it to come down fast to begin with. 0KKZ is on the 0GEH.
KKZ?
Things look normal to you?
I would go with Nick and say it's coming down a little bit slower than expected. Let's see, it's 4 minutes, well, never mind all that, but it's coming down just a tiny bit. It should be coming down at 3,200 feet a minute at its altitude. It's coming down at 2,657 feet a minute, so it might go a little long.
Okay, I understand. Ground station, this is Alpha.
Go, Alpha. By the balloon's currently 3,643. Go ahead.
3,643, okay. Oh, I see, 3,643. Thank you for that. And do they have a 9-foot parachute on this?
Roger, roger. We think that's why the ascent rate's just a little slow.
Okay, thank you for that. W0GH.
Was that the altitude?
Negative 56,000 feet.
I got 56,889 right now. I'm just curious. Thanks. KB0Y is it?
Alpha, this is Charlie. Yeah, what got me was when it lost 20,000 feet within the first about a minute and a half. That kind of threw me for a loop there. But anyway, yeah, we're copying it at headed northeast right now at 55,455
K0JLZ. Yeah, payload is just north of Briggsdale by about 3 miles, WA0GH.
Delta.
This is Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, is that on the east or west side of 105?
It's on the west side. Or excuse me, the east side.
Okay, as soon as I can find somebody here, I'll tell them it's on the east side. Thanks, and there'll be US.
Thanks, Dan. W0GH. The area is fenced, that's why we're going through this.
Station Alpha, this is Station Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yes, I am at the intersection of 119 and 104, and I am at grid position 56, 49 and a half.
Evaluation of those roads, can rented vans make it to that location?
Yes, if they can make it up to the first landing site, they will definitely be able to make it to this. It's mostly dry, very few muddy spots, but up to the first landing spot was a little dicey.
Understand, okay. And Benji, did you copy that, that those guys really have to take care of going up Road 105?
It's pretty slick on this road we're on, but we're all doing okay.
Okay, keep the speed down on those guys. W0GH.
Doing about 15 miles an hour.
N0KKZ.
C0LZ, clear.
W0GH, go ahead.
Was that for me, Marty? I'm through KKZ.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were calling W0GH.
I am calling you. I just wanted to let you know that I can give you a post-flight prediction, but I can't give you one during the flight. However, I've got the pre-flight prediction in the computer, and using the winds that we encountered during 75A on the way up, and I can give you a comparison as to how accurately it's going to land next to the predicted touchdown point for that. For instance, right now it's 2 miles west and 1 mile north, or 1 mile south of where it's predicted to be at this moment.
Two miles east and 1 mile south.
If I said west, I'd make an error. 2 miles east and 1 mile south of where it's supposed to be when it's at 45,000 feet.
Okay, and can you wing that where that would be positioned from Kyoto, for example?
You mean right now?
Oh, sure.
8 miles from Kyoto, Kyoto, on a bearing of 255 degrees trim.
Okay, and that is the actual location now, right?
That's right. And if it starts to diverge wildly from its predicted location, then I'll have an indication as to whether it's going to go north, south, east, or west to its previous predicted touchdown point.
Okay, keep us straight on that. W0GH.
0KKZ.
Can you repeat your that location of the balloon right now?
Yes, I can. Do you want it in relative to Kyoto, relative to Briggsdale, an XY? How would you like it?
How about XY and then relative to Kyoto, please?
Okay, currently it's at 41.5, 44.8. And relative to Kyoto, it's probably around 7 miles on a bearing of 255, 260 degrees true from Kyoto.
Okay, thank you very much. H0LZ, Foxtrot clear.
And Rick, anytime you get a prediction that would tell us roughly where that's at, we're having a little trouble translating here, at least I am. So if you can give us an idea where from Kyoto is your prediction, that'd be good. W0TH.
Okay, well, I can give you an XY for the predicted touchdown point using the previous flight's winds. Do you want that?
Yeah, but, yeah. If you can translate that into what you would consider a prediction for this flight, that would be good.
Okay, let's see. As of right now, it should be 59.5.
That's the predicted touchdown, doing just your math in your head there, right?
Yeah, basically what I'm doing is, I have a, using the winds from USS 79A, I made a prediction from launch to landing. Right now the balloon is 2.6 miles east of its predicted position for its altitude and 0.8 of a mile south. So I just added that to the prediction, and that's as close as I can come.
Okay, Rick, we can work with that. Thank you very much, W0GH. I mean, you have you do all that math.
On the head there. I'm not doing anything real fancy. Okay, M0KKZ.
Charlie is still coming your direction there. Should be a little bit to the east of you. WA0GH.
Roger. We're looking at it, and the prediction is about a mile behind us, but I wouldn't be surprised if it landed right in front of us. So we're going to stick where we are. K0JLZ.
Station Alpha, Station Delta.
Alpha, go ahead.
The students are all arriving, turning onto 105 there now. Benji's in the lead. And you better send somebody with four-wheel drive on some of these other roads. I just about got stuck once.
Okay, real fine. Did you find a landowner there, bud?
No, I did not find a landowner. It was the only house in the area. Nobody home, so... I think it was a house. But anyway, no.
Okay, very good. Station Bravo, this is Alpha.
Bravo, go ahead.
We cannot locate a landowner for that anywhere, so we'll just make sure we don't drive in on the land and walk in, pick it up, do your thing, and bring it on out of there.
Well, we could probably walk in and grab it real quick. Nobody even knows because we're like in the middle of a fog bank.
Okay, that's fine. Wait, of course, for the students to get there, and they're on the way.
Okay, that balloon's going to like headed right for us.
Yeah, it should probably go right over your head.
Well, Mark's over here waiting with a camera, so you know how he goes. KB0, wire's it.
Alpha ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
Need to do a quickie here, Marty. K0YUK, this is N0LP. Murrow, give a call to your house, please. Son name. It's not urgent, but you got a moment. N0LP. Dave. Thanks, Marty.
Very welcome. H-O-G-H. Station Charlie and Station Foxtrot coming your way. W-H-O-G-H.
Sorry, Marty, can you repeat that for Station Foxtrot? I was outside making sure I didn't run over any spent shell. This is Foxtrot.
Alpha, go ahead.
I heard you mention Station Foxtrot. Could you repeat that? I was outside the truck.
Yeah, heading right towards you. Keep an eye open for it. We're at 32,000 feet. Coming your direction.
Okay, thank you very much. I have it predicted to land 3 miles east-northeast of my current location.
Yeah, we like that, and that's very close to Jim's location, so this is working out. Keep an eye on the roads when you travel on the roads, and be able to give us road reports back, because we'll pull the students up around that way.
Okay, like I said before, up to the first landing site, rough, from the second landing site to my location, 109-114, pretty much smooth, just like pavement. KC0LZD, Foxtrot.
Okay, N8BK, this is WA0GGH, Pat, are you on frequency?
This is N8BK, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure what your pleasure is there, but what we did is we went to Kyoto and went north on Kyoto to road 104, and we went east on road 104. We're looking at your landing site in there. If you go that direction, you can't go wrong.
Okay, thanks. I can't imagine you guys see me on the map. We switched over to the Balloon Bravo frequency. Are we reaching you on the map?
Help me.
Yeah, we're not able to get that direct at this time, but are you nearing Kyoto, that area?
Roger, we're on 14 mile marker 180, if that says anything. A little about 2 miles east of County Road 79, whatever county.
Alpha.
Okay, very good. Understand where you're at, and you've got 79. You're getting really close to having a turn uphill to Kyoto. Ground station, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. At 32,000 feet, which was 3,000 feet ago, the balloon was coming down at about 1,700 feet per minute. So that's still a slow ascent. You're going to have a little more time on this one, sir. N0LP.
Thanks for that update. WA0GH.
Alpha, this is Charlie. Just FYI, if this balloon lands more than 10 tenths of a mile from us, we're not going to be able to see it. K0JLZ.
Man, that's important to know. Thank you very much, Jim. And bad piece of fog. WA0GH. N8PK, this is WA0GH. Pat, you don't have a DF beacon on that, do you?
Well, I can use the Brüniger Dead Reckoning DF techniques.
Yep, that's okay. We'll get her. And we'll probably DF on your packet as we're going to get close enough to. We will not have visual well on it, even when it hits the ground because of the heavy fog.
Roger. I'm 13 miles west of the group, approaching them real fast, so still copying the repeater, okay.
Okay, Pat, be kind of careful when you get off on 105 going north out of Kyoto. It's kind of slick, so just take your time, be casual. And we'll keep track of this one. It's moving at 68 miles an hour.
Okay, I copy. I turned north on 105 and copied advisory too. Thank you, N8PK.
I'm in for 2 in the morning. Can you let me pass in some info?
Go ahead, please.
Station BK, W0CBH. As you go up 105, be careful. It's pretty slick. You'll come to a road that comes off from your right and goes northwest. That's 390, 390. Head a little bit further more, and you'll see another road going off to your right. That's 105. Continue on that one.
Thank you. Copy that. But if the road appears questionably muddy, we're just going to wimp out a bit.
It's not that awful bad. All the vans behind us made it, and of course we're in four-wheel drive, but if you just go slow, I think you'll make it.
Oh, thank you.
We're at the tally ho, Marty. We're at the location of the first balloon.
Okay, very good. I understand you, tally ho. Make sure we put tire wraps on that parachute. Pat, NAPK is W0GH.
NAPK, go ahead.
Pat, we're kind of expecting, well, we're 24,000 feet. We'll continue to send you up the direction that we have you going. You can also continue on, your alternative here is to continue to Raymer on 14 and go north on 14. I'm not sure exactly where that's going to take, but my partner here thinks that you'll probably be able to see it come down if you can do that. You're a long ways away from there, though, I think, and it's coming down. We're 23,000 feet, so we'll be on the deck here in about 12 minutes.
We do see the balloon, so by instrument, and so we're tracking real well, good signals.
Okay, we'll let you go there, and let's watch the roads when you get off on them. Okay, so what you get.
Alpha Charlie.
Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, the balloon is due south of us right now. It's still at 23,000 feet. I think it's time for us to turn around and start heading east.
We completely agree with you, and you're going to go back to 127, I think that road is, and head south.
Roger. That's what we're going to do. Hopefully we don't get stuck going south any more than we did going north.
Okay, very good. Pat, NAPK, that road is 129 going north, directly north out of Raymer, and it turns into 127 ultimately. And that's one path for getting there. The other path is the way you're going, and we'll see how that works. I think Jim is going to head back for 127. I think it's going to be a lot closer than coming in.
Okay, thank you. In fact, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to ask you to give us an update. And then I'm going to have my navigator make the proper notes as we approach. We're 12.9 miles from the balloon right now.
Okay, very fine. Recommendation is go to Raymer, and then we'll head you north out of Raymer.
Thank you, NATK.
Good morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Lease, WB5YOE repeater.
WA0GEH and 0KKZ.
Go ahead, Rick.
Want a guess prediction?
You know, your guesses are much better than any of ours.
65.5,
Alpha, this is Delta.
Alpha, go ahead.
Ready to copy GPS coordinates?
Of Alpha, is that right? 79 Alpha?
79 Alpha.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, 40, 44.312. 104.03.987.
Very good, thank you very much.
Band 0BUS.
Charlie to Alpha. Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, looks like we've already flown past the end of 104, so what it looks like we end up doing is going back down to 98 around 131.
That sounds okay. So you've gone out on 104 to 119. Golf, go ahead. Hang on there, Charlie. I'll be right back to you.
Hey, just as a precautionary note to everybody, we got cattle on the road, 104. We're about 5 miles left of the balloon right now, and they're pretty stupid. They'll run right out in front of you.
Okay, very good. Let me draw GEH. Charlie, go ahead with your traffic again. Alpha, go ahead.
You want to call the ground station?
Yes, sir. Ground station is Alpha.
It's the ground station. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Traffic from Delta.
Hi, Delta.
Hello. Chris is out there with the payload, and he wants to know if there was supposed to be a nozzle stuck on the parachute area there. He says there is not one, and it looks like the cutaway did work.
Roger, roger. Stand by. I think that's correct, but I'm going to check. Delta, this is ground. Correct. There should be no nozzle. No nozzle.
Okay, copy that. Thanks. And 0PUS.
Alpha ground.
Alpha, go ahead.
If you're showing the balloon starting to turn north, and if you go to Rick's earlier predictions, that's exactly what's supposed to happen. So cross that north-south road, I don't know what it is, that comes out of Raymer. Turn north now. We continue north, over.
Okay, roger. In other words, the north-south road out of New Raymer, is that right?
Yeah.
Badly broken where you're at. WA0GH.
Okay, if you look at Rick's prediction from last night, the balloon definitely turns north right before it touches down, and I think we're starting to see that. We're at 8,000 feet over.
Very good. WA0GH. Thank you.
And I have LOS at home here, M0KKZ.
Thanks for all that, Rick. WA0GH.
We're 3,000 feet above the ground, Marty. You probably got 2 to 3 minutes, over.
I understand. 2 to 3 minutes. WA0GH. Station Charlie, do you still have the APRS?
Yeah, we've still got APRS 7,359 feet to be out on the end of road 4.
Okay, thank you. And station Foxtrot, do you still have APRS?
Do that, I've got 72, correct, it's 6,873 feet, course of 34 degrees, 30 miles an hour, at a location 6.5 miles due east of my location.
Excellent. Can you get east from where you're at?
I can go up 3 miles and then start heading east over on 110.
Very good. Make that move. W0GH.
Foxtrot, KC0LZ.
We'll be on the deck in